Monday morning to you. Coming up, we're going to check in with Rich Nelson at Allendale to get you the latest world agricultural supply and demand estimates from the WASDE report. It's all coming up on the Mighty 690.
Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4401 with excellent yield potential and the highly adaptable WB4422. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Wheat growers of Oklahoma, it's time to push performance, to answer the call of Westbred Wheat. With regionally proven varieties like WB4632 with excellent yield potential and grazing potential, and WB4422 with adaptability across all yield environments. Trust Westbred Wheat to help you get the most out of every acre. Now's the time. Boldly grow. Seize the season with Westbred Wheat. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Visiting with Rich Nelson, Allendale. The latest WASDE report has been released. So, Rich, what did we see?
Overall, some slightly better news in some areas than the trade expected to see here. USDA started out the issue with corn lowering the old crop balance sheet by 100 million bushels, looking at ethanol as well as exports. And that helped them come out with a smaller than expected new crop overage. Keep in mind this 2.0 billion bushel ending stock for old crop. Now 2.1. Keep in mind the trade was really expecting 2.3. So with that, as long as they lightly curtailed Argentine and Brazilian estimates here, trade calling this report a little positive for corn, at least. Soybean side of things here, old crop stocks were left unchanged on this report. New crop, of course, USDA is still using trend yields right now. New crop has posted a little larger than some people wanted to see, 445 million bushels. So between the two, this summer risk-on story allows a little upside for corn. It will be difficult getting the soybean side of things worked out. Wheat side of things, we saw these numbers for old crop lower just a minimal amount here today, now 688 million bushels. They did give us a discussion here for both all wheat production as well as winter wheat breakdowns. And between all that, they suggested stocks increasing to 766. We'll still call the wheat argument a little positive, though. The focus was not on the U.S. balance sheet. The focus was on the fact that they have now the lowest estimate for the Russian wheat crop of anybody, and they're starting out with some pretty tight numbers for Australia as well.
Would you agree with kind of what the trade thought about bearish new crop projections?
In some respects, and we have to understand USDA is using trend yield as they should at this time of year. And these trend yield discussions really set the argument up for some heavy corn supplies, heavy soybean supplies. We will agree that for soybean numbers, they are still quite heavy. For corn, when you throw in a little risk on flavor and you maybe adjust the yields a little bit due to the summer weather forecast, this would allow a little more upside for the corn discussion. So, yes, these are large new crop numbers, but after curtailed with a summer risk story, perhaps it's not as dramatic as it once was perceived.
Well, you bring up weather. So, of course, drought expected to kind of move back in with new weather patterns. La Nina supposed to kind of be moving in, El Nino moving out. How do you think that's going to play in these numbers coming up in the next few months?
This is really what we need to do, really what we need to see to help curtail some of these supply numbers. Keep in mind, if there's trend yield for corn, these numbers imply $4 even for futures eventually for the summer contract. For November soybeans, this implies pricing easily under $11 for the November contract. So we do need this discussion of, at least for a short period of time, having a risk on summer premium in these markets as well. So yes, there is dryness still forecast over the next 3 months in the West specifically, but gosh darn, we really need that to get some short-term marketing done here.
What about the livestock numbers this time?
No, livestock side of things has always been our heavy interest on these reports. USDA for pretty much 6 to 8 months now has been walking back its view of how tight 2024 beef production would be. In this case, they added yet again another 140 million bushels to their whole year view. Now they only see 2024 as being 1.4% smaller than 2023. So their argument is that, yes, we will have tighter supplies, but it'd be really pushed back into 2025 or at least the fourth quarter of this year. Pork numbers for this report, minimally changed. No big story there. We're still looking at a 2% increase for 2024 pork production. So not a major market mover, at least on the pork end for today's arguments.
Well, I know you looked up the Oklahoma wheat numbers for me, so let's talk a little bit about those.
Certainly did. And in part of that whole discussion with winter wheat, we have been looking at higher estimates across the board for the plains, and that was expected. We will point out Oklahoma in the prior 2 years had been running about 69 million bushels for winter wheat production. Today's numbers post them at 96. It is an increase, but keep in mind, just this past week at one Oklahoma Wheat Tours final meeting, a lot of the trade participants were looking for 105 or even 115. So it is an increase, yes, but it's not as dramatic as it could have been.
To hear my complete conversation with Allendale's Rich Nelson over the WASDE, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Oklahoma Ag Mediation is a program offered free of cost to agricultural producers. Cheyenne Sparks tells us more about the program.
Oklahoma Ag Mediation Program facilitates mediations across all 77 counties of Oklahoma. Anybody that is in agriculture, whether you're a lender, you're a producer, you work contracts, you have fence line disputes, family farm transitions, if you are in agriculture or in any kind of conflict, we're here to help. And it's just to make sure that the conversation keeps going.
For more information, you can go to okmediation.gov. That's our farm news. Still to come this morning, Ron Hayes with our latest beef industry news. I'm Casey Shepard for KGGF.